Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That toe-tapping music means that our friends from Cassia, formerly known as Augustana Healthcare, are here, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us right now Chaplain Gordon Gathright. He is here to tell us all about what is going on at Augustana, and before we went on the air, he told me it has never been busier. So, Gordon, great to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mo. Thank you so much for having us on again.
Oh, thank you so much. So, Gordon, how have you been since I saw you a month ago, or we chatted a month ago? Since then, I think you sang at the very abbreviated but super touching Memorial Day program, which was at the VFW in Hastings, and that was fabulous.
No, it was. It was good, and there was it was good to see people that came from the community, even though we had to cut back some of the activities that we normally do on Memorial Day. But it was a good group that was there, and it's always good to remember on Memorial Day those who've given their lives in service to our country.
Well, not only that, but I thought it was just perfect. I mean, I think that they should maybe look into doing that again. It was very, very moving, and it was just everything we needed. It was just wonderful. So
no, it was good. It really was good, and I'm always glad to be a part of that. It's always fun, always fun. So I'm just grateful that we're able to do that. That's for sure.
And we were all wearing our masks, and people were, 6 feet apart. It was just, it was good, good, good. Anyway, well, thank you for all you do around the community. And I know that you said before we went on the air that Augustana, or it's now called Cassia. Would you explain that to me, please?
Yes. So two care center groups joined forces, Elam joined with Augustana, and so the search was on for a new name that the new company would be called, and after suggestions from a lot of different people, the name was became Cassia, which is a biblical term used in the scriptures to do that has to do with healing. And so that's what we're really all about, is the healing of body, mind, spirit, in every way possible. And so we're grateful for that gift of the new name.
It's beautiful. So will we start to see more of that, Gordon?
Yes. It's slowly being transformed in everything. So the branding is official now, and so it'll be more and more for it in the main, and so we're already using it in our stationery and our branding of videos that come out from time to time. So it's really been a good smooth transition, but like everything, it will continue to be Augustana for some people for a while anyway.
Absolutely. Or Haven Homes, even, right?
Yes, the people who remember as Haven Homes back. That's from way back in the day.
I know.
There, so.
Gordon, yeah. I know that this is a tough time, not only for the residents of nursing homes and transitional care homes, but also for people working there and their families and the families of patients, because you still are under a no-visit policy. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is correct, and we have been now for quite some time, a little over roughly 3 months, and so we're ready to see COVID end. But until it does, I think the lockdown for us is going to be in place because of the way the coronavirus attacks senior citizens, it seems, in a really devastating way.
That's
so
been,
it's not a very fun, not a very fun thing to have to deal with.
No, and that's been very frightening to see the numbers when you break them out in the state of Minnesota. What is it? Maybe 80% of the people that have passed away from COVID were residents of nursing homes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's spread throughout every age group, but I think the younger you are, the you know, the easier it is to overcome, but not totally. I mean, we've had some pretty tragic deaths of people, you know, in their 30s and 40s in the last few months. And so it's, you know, it's not like you can't be concerned about it. It's a pretty, pretty devastating kind of a disease, that's for sure.
So besides the lockdown and the no-visit policy, what are some of the other things that you are doing to really ensure that the residents don't get sick, you don't get sick as workers, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. We're going to begin tomorrow the first of three COVID tests that will be done for 3 weeks. And the hope is that we'll be COVID-free for all three of those tests, complete COVID-free. But again, the nature of the disease is such that you can have it and maybe not have any of the symptoms or that are normally associated with COVID. So we're going to be tested tomorrow. All of our residents will be tested, and all of our staff will be tested. So the hope is that we'll have 3 weeks of everybody comes out COVID clean.
So when you say tested, is it the nose swab test?
Yes, it's one that's not as invasive. I've been told so. We're glad about that, and I'm sure it will be easier for everybody to be tested as opposed to the earlier tests that they were using.
And what's the significance of the 3 weeks?
It just, I think the significance is just to let, you know, let us know and let them know that there's no COVID in the building. Normally they have two tests, but they've asked for three, you know, negative testing in order to say that we're completely clean.
So is this once a week then you'll have these tests?
Yep, once a week for the next three Wednesdays starting tomorrow.
Okay, well, gosh, good luck to you with that. And
we've been blessed. So far, we've not had any positive cases here or next door at Park Ridge. So we feel incredibly blessed by that fact. And so we're always grateful at the end of the day when we can walk out the door and we're still free of the virus.
So Park Ridge, is that still affiliated then with Cassia, or is that a standalone?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's still affiliated. Both buildings are part of the Cassia group.
Can you tell people a little bit about how the folks in your facility are faring? Because I think, you know, people that have a loved one that's in a facility, it's been devastating for them not to be able to go see them, to give them a hug, to lift them up, to encourage them. And I would assume it's even worse for your patients.
I think all of our residents are so used to, you know, having been around their families all their lives, and because of their age, many, you know, struggle with understanding the whole isolation piece, and so it's really been hard on our residents, and I think we've done a really good job, as good as we can do as a staff, to provide the encouragement and incentive and company. But I think the biggest piece that's missing right now is the family touch, the family connection that we all long for. I mean, it's not anything that for older, you know, seniors. It's for everybody. We all long for that touch. We all long for that connection. And when it's not there, it really is hard. And for a lot of our staff, we have, you know, been keeping ourselves away from large events and away from family things, just because we don't want to pass on anything to, you know, to our staff or to our residents especially.
So would you say that you do more counseling maybe of people, trying to lift them up?
I think that's, you know, that's an ongoing thing. I think everybody in the building, staff member, has become in their own way a person who's trying to do their very best to cheer up, to encourage, to share good thoughts with all of our residents, but again, it's really difficult for that to happen without that family connection. And we see it, you know, it just gets more and more difficult as time goes on without, you know, the family touch, the family, communication that they're used to having.
Gordon, do you still do therapies while there, or does that have to be stopped as well?
No, our therapy staff is doing really well, providing the therapy care to every resident who needs it. And so that's an ongoing thing. And I think that's part of what's really good about our transitional care unit is that when people come as a result of falls or surgeries or whatever, our therapy staff is amazing at what they're able to do to get people back on their feet and back to their, to their normal lifestyles. So I think that's really huge that we've been able to continue doing that during the COVID time here.
And I'm sure there was a bit of a lull with that because a lot of elective surgeries were being postponed until, things settled down a little bit. So have you seen an uptick in people coming to your space?
Yeah, just a little bit. It hasn't been as big as we hoped that it would be, but I still, I think that unless the issues that people are having are dire, they're still not choosing to have those surgeries, elective surgeries. Some are, coming as a result of falls or, that kind of thing. And so they're here and they're getting back on their feet, which is really our goal and our aim and our hope as we move throughout all of this.
Gordon, would you say that a lot of the people that are there right now have been there a while, or what is the average length of stay for most of your folks?
I think in our long-term care suite, we have a pretty long longevity period for many of our residents. We have several new residents on our long-term care floor, which we still have room for more. That's the other part of it, is that we have open spots that we can certainly fill as part of that. So that's another good piece that's been really important for all of us in this as well.
And what about your window visits? Are those still going on? And explain what those are to people.
Yes, the window visits are still going on. We are allowing family members to meet with people outside their windows for as long as as long as they want to, and so that's been really good. We have several families who come daily and are a part of that, and so that also is a really huge part in the healing process, especially for transitional care people right now. To have those daily visits, and then we have what we call patio visits with our other residents. We have a really nice patio, and families can come visit through the windows on the patio as well.
And do you see this changing anytime soon, Gordon? What do you get a feel from as the governor talks about different phases and phasing this in and that in? Where do you see nursing homes fitting?
I think it's a hard call because of the nature of the disease. Our primary goal is to protect our residents, but I think another thing that weighs heavily on our social workers and our activity staff and me personally is what are some ways that we can connect families with loved ones during what is really a very, very difficult time right now, because we're seeing that we're doing really well in the overall physical health, but now we need to work on the mental, spiritual aspect as well. What are the possibilities for families in the very near future to have those visits that are less restrictive? All the while still screening people, making sure that we're doing our due diligence so that we don't hopefully don't allow the COVID to come in the building.
Yeah, it's so scary. I mean, you should be proud that there aren't any cases right now. I think that is really something to be commended. That's, you know, that's just great. And it's such an insidious disease, it sounds like, that, boy, it's very contagious.
Well, and it's, again, you know, you don't know if you have it or if you don't have it. And,
right.
You know, until it's full blown. And I think that's what makes it really, you know, really, really crazy. I don't know. I just think that there's so much that goes around caring well for our residents in every way. But it's hard, you know, it's really, really, really hard. And so, you know, working on that, and trying to make that happen, it's going to take a lot of really careful thought and planning, making sure we do it well, but making sure that we do it. That's the other part here that I think is important.
What can the public do to help you?
Well, I want to really say thank you from the bottom of our hearts to our Hastings community. We have been blessed with so many different things here. We've had parades. We've had people come and deliver all kinds of things for our staff, cookies, meals, lots of cards, support and encouragement. I mean, we've been blessed in so many different wonderful ways by our community, and we can't say thank you enough to what everybody has done and continues to do. And I think that it's what makes me really proud to live in the city of Hastings is the concern that people have for those who are, you know, for those who are struggling, especially, you know, our residents and then our staff. I mean, there's not a one of our staff who doesn't have that concern every time they walk in this building. Am I bringing something into this building that I don't want to bring into this building, if that makes sense? So we're very blessed. We have an amazing staff, and I'm so honored and appreciative to be able to work with such an amazing group of people.
Well, they're lucky to work with you as well, and thank you so much for all you're doing for the residents of Cassia. And we want to thank our guest today, Chaplain Gordon Gathright. He is at Cassia, formerly known as Augustana Health, in Hastings. And it's always great to get caught up with you. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.